Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a pattern to the Church's mysticology that we're called to travel each Easter season. It begins with strengthening our confidence in the fact of the resurrection by all Jesus' apparitions. Then it takes us to the means by which we enter into Jesus' risen life. We have a few days on baptism. We have 8 days on the Holy Eucharist. And then we start to encounter the images by which Jesus wishes us to live in this reality of his risenness. And finally, we finish with a longing for the coming of the Holy Spirit to solidify this new risen life. Normally, on Monday of the fourth week, we would have the gospel that we had yesterday, which is punctuated by Jesus' words, I have come that they might have life and have it to the full, or have it more abundantly, have it all. In this month in which we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of St. John Paul II, we remember that that was the frame by which not only did he characterize the Church's pro-life work, but also all of the Christian life, that Jesus summarized his entire mission, he told us in the opening paragraph of Evangelium Vitae, by that phrase, I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. And he says we've got to understand what that life is, that Jesus says he is, because so many people go for different substitutes and they'll accept other cultures. But Jesus wants us to relate to him in his risen life under this term of shepherd, so that he can give us that life to the full. You remember the opening prayer today was another way of phrasing. To rejoice in the full measure of your grace for ages unending. Grace isn't a thing. It's our communion with the Lord according to our nature as creatures. Zoe, or life to the full, involves that unmeasured gift of God. So for that, Jesus, in wishing to give us life to the full, indicates the way we relate to him as good shepherds. This impacts not only our one-on-one relationship with him, but the type of formation he wants to give us, so that we can make that transition, as we see in St. Peter in today's first reading, from a good sheep to a good shepherd who feeds and tends Christ's lambs and sheep. First thing is, Jesus calls us all by name individually. He knows us, and we're not a number. So important today, when many don't have a deep personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. They go through the religious motions, but they're not really growing in that bond. Jesus wants us to recognize that he loves us all uniquely. He also wants us to recognize that he's got sheep that are not of this fold, that he likewise has an individual relationship with. That's how today's gospel fits in with today's first reading of life, giving, repentance, even to the Gentiles. Second thing is he guides and he leads us. He takes us out. He leads us back again. In order really to be united with Jesus, we have to follow him. Third thing he does is he feeds us. He prepares a table before us as we pray in Psalm 23. He's constantly seeking to nourish us because of his shepherdly compassion. When Jesus looked on the crowds who were like sheep without a shepherd, his heart burst open with mercy and he began to teach. His teaching was part of that feeding. In another place, that same heart was bursting and he said, how are we going to feed this huge crowd? He's constantly feeding. He's protecting. Jesus notes that there are thieves and marauders, not just the evil one, but also worldly gurus and a whole bunch of other people who sinfully are trying to take advantage of others. But Jesus, who knows us by name and loves us individually, seeks to protect us. And fifth, he loves us so much that he lays down his life for us. And he does so freely, as he says in today's passage. These five actions have five responses on our part: to respond to the call, to follow his lead, to hunger and thirst for what he gives to feed, not to leave his hand, but to remain under his protection, and fully to receive that incredible gift that he gives us of his own life, so that when he takes it up again, he takes us up too. And those five actions likewise characterize the way that we're supposed to care for others. That nobody's a number. That we take everybody seriously. I was very touched this morning when I was walking here. There are a lot of homeless people on 47th Street because it's quiet. But dawn had already hit, and so I saw two relatively new homeless people to the street, seated up, reading to each other. Just a very human action, reading books to each other. And I went over and I chatted with them, and of course the first thing you ask is, what is your name? And they asked what my name was. But to care for everybody individually. Second, to help people learn how to follow the Lord. And for the most part, we're going to do that by becoming walking signposts. Sometimes we'll be able to get away with stating it explicitly, but most of the time it's going to be our echoing Jesus' follow me. Feeding others with what Jesus has fed us. Protecting them. And finally, loving them enough to be able to sacrifice for them. This is the characteristic of the risen life in the church, that God wants us to receive, be transformed by, and give to the full measure of his grace. Christ has come as our good shepherd to give us this life and give it to the full. And this is the heart of the Christian life.